Are you one of those Christians? Are you one of those Christians? Several years ago, I was attending a meeting up in Boston, Massachusetts with a group of people, and we were coming back from dinner and going back to the hotel, and there was a lady out there on the thing, and she had, it must have been a street lady. She had her all of her stuff in one of those grocery carts and so forth, and she was quoting Scripture. And you know how it is if you're with a bunch of people and some of them are not believers and so forth. And one of the people spoke up and said, "What's that woman doing? What's she doing? She must be crazy." And I said, "Well, she may be crazy, but she's quoting Scripture word for word." About that time, a guy about 6'3", 235 pounds, put his finger in my chest and said, "Are you one of those Christians?" Then he came up again and said, "Are you one of those Christians?" I said, "Well, Lord, help me here now. Help me." I said, "I need your help." I said, "Yes, I'm one of those Christians." He said, "You are." I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "Well, I've been looking for one of you for a long time." And I said, "Lord, here we go. Here we go now." I said, "You have?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I want to find out how to become one of those Christians." You know, we went up to the hotel, and guess what we found in that hotel room? We found a Bible that had been placed there by the Gideons. Now, I don't know what happened to that man when he went back to California. I can just imagine. But, you know, I do know this, that if that Bible had not been there, he might not ever have had the opportunity to hear the plan of salvation again. But he did because that Bible was there. You know, in Isaiah 55:11, the Bible and God says, you know, "My word will not return to me void, but will achieve that for which I sent it and accomplish the purpose for which I sent it." And, you know, I grew up in a small rural coal mining town not too far from here, a place called Carbon Hill. Now, some of you have heard of that place, and you probably never hear of it again. But, you know, I never knew what it was not like to attend all the services there at the First Baptist Church of Carbon Hill. My dad was an ordained deacon, and he taught young adult Sunday school class for over 30 years. My mother was the organist and the pianist, and she probably held every office that a woman could hold in the Baptist church. But, you know, at the age of 12, during the summer revival, I came to the realization that, you know, it didn't matter that my dad was an ordained deacon and Sunday school teacher. It didn't matter that my mother did all those things. What mattered is that I needed to have my own personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, you ask, who are the Gideons? Well, look around the congregation here. Y'all are the Gideons. If it wasn't for you, we would not exist. The Gideons would not exist. We're merely just a missionary extension of y'all. We have the same purpose as you do. A lot of people think that our main purpose is just to distribute Bibles, and it is one of them. But the main purpose of the Gideons is to be like this church, to reach the lost for Jesus Christ. And that's what the main purpose of the Gideons is about. Now, it's a group of business and professional men that come together, of course, to do that purpose and to distribute these Bibles. You know, we're in over 200 countries now, and the Bible has been translated into over 90 different languages. Thank you. I appreciate that. But thank you. But over 90 different languages. You know, this past year, we gave out the 2 billionth Bible. 2 billionth Bible. It took, thank you. 2 billionth Bible. You know, it took almost 100 years to give out the first billion and about 10 years to give out that second billion because we've been able to reach out to so many different countries and so forth. So it's real important for you. You know, while you're sitting there, and some of you a little bit can do this a little easier than others, but, you know, if you check your pulse or if you feel your heartbeat, every time your heart beats, 2.5 Bibles are being distributed by the Gideons. Every heartbeat that you have, 2.5 Bibles are being distributed by the Gideons worldwide. Now, you know, I like to use stories that, you know, they give us a lot of testimonies and so forth that we can have and so forth. But I like to use ones that have been personal to me. And one of mine is that I was a young man. He was 6'7", 325 pounds. He got caught up in drugs and alcohol. Had to have money to get those drugs and alcohol. And one time he found out that he didn't have that money. So he thought, well, what can I do to get the money to buy those drugs and alcohol? And he said, well, you know, the easiest thing for me to do is to go to the bank and just tell them I'm going to get the money. Well, he took a piece of paper like this and wrote out a note to the bank clerk and said, please give me the money you got in the drawer there and so forth. Now, on his way in there, he was still high on drugs. He got to looking at it, and he'd written it on the back of his deposit slip that he had for his bank. Had his name, address, phone number, everything on it. You know, and he said, whoa, 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 I can't do that. So he took it and put it on the back of the bag and took the bag in there and gave it to the clerk. Now, he's 6'7", 325 pounds, no hat, no mask, no glasses, you know, and told the clerk to do it, and the clerk filled it up. Well, that night, of course, it came out on the thing that, on the news, anybody that might recognize this guy, please call the police at this number. Well, within 5 minutes, 50 people had already called in because everybody knew who he was. I mean, he had no mask, and the cameras had picked up on it. So he went to prison. He went to prison for 12 years because of the other things he'd done, too. 12 years. While he was in prison, one day a group of men came into that prison and brought a Bible similar like this, but they had to take the cover off. You can't use these hard covers in the prison because they might hurt themselves or hurt somebody else with it. So they took the cover off. It was a soft Bible. He took one of them, started reading it, came under conviction, got saved, and he started witnessing to the inmates there in the prison. Now, when you're 6'7", 325, 30 pounds, you can get people's attention, even in the prison. And he did. And a lot of men got saved because that Bible was given to him in the prison and he was able to read. Now we're starting to try to get more and more Bibles into the prisons. All of you look, read the news and see all the problems we have in some prisons and so forth in Alabama. And we're trying to get the Bibles to be allowed to be distributed in the prison. Some of them will allow you to, some won't. Bibb County and Pickens County and others will allow some of that to happen. But we're trying to get it throughout the whole state. And it's going pretty good right now. So please pray for that it may happen. You know, I never really knew who the Gideons were either until we'd go on vacation when I was a young boy. And we'd go and stay in a motel or someplace. And being a young boy, when we get in the motel room, I'd like to go through the drawers there and see if there's anything somebody might have left that I might could use. And when I go through and so forth, some of the time I would be able to find a Bible like this one that had been placed there. And I really didn't know who the Gideons were, but I saw that it was put there by the Gideons. And I never really knew who the Gideons were until I went to the University of Alabama and came down here to school my freshman year. And one Monday morning, there was a group of men standing on the corner, and they were passing out Bibles like this. And this past year, we gave out almost 8,000 at the University of Alabama. And we also give them out at Shelton and also in Stillman College. But, you know, some of those people would never have the opportunity to do it. Now, there are a lot of people out there trying to stop all that, so we'll talk about that a little bit later in some of the requests, but they are trying to stop that from happening. And I know you know that in our school systems, we're not allowed to go into schools anymore and pass out the New Testaments. They won't allow us to do that, to go, and we're hoping we can get some of that changed. But you know, this past week, we gave out over 1,000 at the high school graduation practices this past year, week over in Coleman Coliseum. Over 1,000 or more were distributed to high school seniors as they left from their practices. Can't do it during the when they're doing the graduation, but we can do it during the practices. Fortunately, the superintendents will allow us to do that until somebody says that they don't like it, and then, of course, you know what that means. So, but we need that to continue to happen. If we can't give it to them as when they're in the elementary school and middle school, if we can give them to them as they're getting ready to go out into their career, to either to college or to workforce and so forth, that's a big help. So please keep that in your thoughts as well. But, you know, there are just many, many stories that we could tell about how these Bibles have had an effect on a person. There's one of them that a guy came up to and he said, "Sir, would you like to have one of these Bibles?" "No, I don't want one of these Bibles. I don't want none." He said, "Please take one of them." He said, "Well, if I took it, I probably would just tear the pages out and roll it up and smoke a cigarette out of it and so forth." And the guy said, "Well, I'll tell you what. If you'll promise me that you'll, before you roll that cigarette up, read that page before you roll it up into a cigarette paper, and I'd like to give you one of these Bibles." He said, "Well, okay, I guess I can do that." So he did. He took it. About 3 years later, a man was standing there and that gave out the Bible, and the guy came up to him and said, "Sir, you don't remember me, but about 3 years ago, you gave me one of those small testaments, and I told you that I didn't want one, but if I did, I'd roll it up into a cigarette paper and probably smoke it." And he said, "Yeah, I remember that." And he said, "Well, I did that." He said, "I got to John, the book of John, and came under conviction and got saved while I was getting ready to roll up that cigarette." And he said, "Now, I'm a pastor at the church down the street down here." And he said, "Just because of that Bible that you gave me from the Gideons, I'm now a pastor and being able to reach out to others." So basically, that's who the Gideons are. The Gideons are you because you allow us to come. We're just so thankful that Grants Creek has always been a great supporter of the Gideons. They always have been as long as I've been in this area. And I just appreciate Brother Scott allowing us to take up his preaching time today to be able to come and to present this to you. But just remember that it's not all about just passing out the Bibles and so forth. It's also about witnessing to the lost. And that's really what the purpose of the Gideons is about, as well as giving out the Bibles. Now, what can you do? Well, like we said, we're not going to take up an offering today because of the special offering and so forth, but we need your prayers. Gideons need your prayers. Right now, we need you to pray that we'll still be able to get into churches like this. You know, there are a lot of churches now that are not allowing us to come into it, either because of their financial situations or because of other ministries that they have. So we're not able to get in some of the churches anymore like we used to. Pray that we'll be able to do that. Pray that we'll be able to get in back into our schools, into our elementary schools and middle schools and so forth. In there. Right now, I think Bibb County is the only county that allows the Gideons to go back in and distribute Bibles in the schools. We need that. You to pray that we'll be able to do that. Pray that you'll be able to continue to do it at the universities. You know, there's a lot of folks out there right now that are trying to stop that. They make us have a student stand with the Gideon as they pass them out because they don't want to look like that they're being intimidated by the presentation and distribution of these Bibles on campus. So they we're having to do that now. So that's reduced a lot of the distribution that we have. You know, there's 38,000 plus students at the University of Alabama. Wouldn't it be nice if we could even reach out to half that many while we're out there? But we're not able to because they've restricted us so much, but at least they're allowing us to be able to do that every year. Pray that we might get some men. We need some of you men to come and be a part of the Gideon Association. There's three Gideon camps in the Tuscaloosa area, East and West and Northport. I'm a part of the Northport camp, and so is Bobby May and Joe Burris. And we just appreciate if any of you men would like to become a part of this ministry, we'd love to have you come and let us know. But you have to be recommended by Brother Scott, so you need to go through him first to make sure that it's okay with him, because we certainly don't want to take away from any ministry of this church. But we do need some men. We need men to help. Not just coming and speak, you don't have to speak, but helping distribution, helping the witnessing, the same thing that you should be doing as a member of this church anyway. So please pray for that. Now, how else can you help? Well, you can help by giving, of course. And one of those ways is through the cards. We used to call these in memory cards and so forth, but now they're just Gideon cards because you can give them for many different reasons. Brother Bobby and I just restocked y'all's rack. It's out there in the vestibule. You can go out there and get these cards and send a Bible. You may want to send, if you have a death in a family or something, rather than flowers or other things, you can send in memory cards. If you want to just recognize somebody, a lot of people are doing it now for seniors and graduations and marriages and so forth, just in recognition. Also, there's cards for thinking of you and so forth. You may want to do that to send a Bible in your Sunday school teacher's name or a deacon or your pastor or somebody else that you think highly of. It says that one of these Bibles that's given in this way has the opportunity to reach possibly over 2,500 people. 2,500 people. So flowers that are given at funerals and so forth are great, but you know, they only last a few days. These things can last for an eternity, and people's lives may be changed and people may be saved because of the opportunity that's been given them. So that's basically who the Gideons are. And of course, if you'll notice in one of our bulletins, we've got the bulletins out there on the foyer too, that you can give, and you know, you can give several ways. You can give cash, you can do a check to the Gideons International, and so forth. Some churches like to do it to the church themselves, and then they'll write a check. I'll leave that up to Brother Scott and them, how they want to do that. But you know, we've even gone the American way now. You can even do it by credit card. So we try to stay current best as we can with that. And some of you people may understand a little bit about using that barcode that's on the back of one of those. I have no idea. I'm not about to try to explain that. But you can use that barcode where you can make a contribution to the Gideons International and so forth. But basically, that's who the Gideons are. That's you. And we just appreciate you allowing us to come. We appreciate your support of the Gideons Association. And every time if you go, some of you be going on vacation pretty soon, when you go to a hotel or motel, see if you find one of those Bibles. There, you know, a lot of these hotel motels are being bought out by foreign countries now, and other denominations and religions and so forth are taking that over, and they're not allowing sometimes the Bibles. But if you don't find one in there, go down to the front desk as you're getting ready to pay your bill or whatever and say, we didn't see a Bible from the Gideons in there. We think you need to put those in there, because that's one of the ways it can help perpetuate the Bibles being distributed, because a lot of them now are putting other religious things in there and so forth that they call religious, and we need to still have the support in our hotels and motels in our country so that people know that we still believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So thank you again for the opportunity of being here. We appreciate it, and we look forward to, if any of you young men would like to talk to us later, talk to Brother Bobby or Joe or whatever, but we meet every Saturday morning. Group of Gideons meet every Saturday morning at the Northport Hospital cafeteria, where we pray for our pastors, we pray for our churches, we pray for the Gideon Association, and we'd love to have you come at 7 o'clock every Saturday morning, 52 weeks a year, 52 Saturdays a year. There's a group of Gideons praying in that Northport Hospital cafeteria. So if any of you have an interest, let us know, and we'd love to have you a part of it. But please pray for the Gideons, that we'll be able to do what you do on a local basis, that we'll be able to do it not only locally but internationally as well. So thank you again for this opportunity. God bless.